Promise kept, Trump administration orders halt to NYC congestion tolls. By Simon Kent on February 20, 2025. President Donald Trump's administration moved Wednesday to halt congestion pricing tolls in Democrat-run New York City. A move designed to spare small business owners, commuters and workers the burden of paying to access Manhattan. As Breitbart News reported, the punitive tolling system was launched on January 5. It uses license plate readers to impose a $9 toll on most vehicles entering Manhattan neighborhoods south of Central Park. The federal government has rescinded its approval of the program, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean P. Duffy confirmed, calling the toll's financial burden a slap in the face to working-class Americans and small business owners. The Federal Highway Administration will work with the state on an orderly termination of the tolls, according to the statement. The president vowed to kill the plan as soon as he took office. The Republican declared victory on his social networking site Truth Social after the Transportation Department announcement. Congestion pricing is dead. Manhattan, and all of New York, is saved. Trump wrote, adding, "Long live the king." The White House's official account posted a tweet quoting Trump's words and adding an image meant to look like a Time magazine cover portraying Trump with a golden crown atop his head. Metropolitan Transportation Authority, which is in charge of managing the toll program, immediately filed a 51-page federal lawsuit to stop the order. Yana Lieber, chair and chief executive of the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, called it a baseless effort to remove the program. "It's mystifying that after 4 years and 4,000 pages of federally supervised environmental review, and barely 3 months after giving final approval to the congestion relief program, used it would seek to totally reverse course," Lieber said. New York Governor Kathy Hochul blasted the decision and promised legal action. "Public transit is the lifeblood of New York City and critical to our economic future. As a New Yorker, like President Trump, knows very well," Hochul said in a statement. "We are a nation of laws, not ruled by a king." The MTA has initiated legal proceedings in the Southern District of New York to preserve this critical program. "We'll see you in court." The goals of what is known as congestion pricing are to reduce gridlock and pollution and raise revenue for public transit. In reality, critics see it a naked cash grab imposed on drivers using roadways they have already paid for through their taxes and rates. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.